And this was the word of the Lord. She had a little Saturday. And may all of you have a very happy day.
The word of the Lord.
What?
She was cheap and warm.
You see?
Thank you, Mother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The largest prison population. This number is anywhere from 5
20% of the world population, the use of nearly 25% of the world's prison population. And while nearly half of all prisoners in the United States were convicted of nonviolent offenses, the real criminals, the ones who crash the world financial system and put millions of people out of work, the ones who make hundreds of millions of dollars off the backs of their workers and literally die on the job, they don't go to prison. They get richer. Joe Biden says the Cuban government should respect peaceful protesters. But the cops in this country spent the last year hating peaceful protesters for protesting racism and police brutality. In just the first week of protests, over 10,000 people were arrested. People are also criticizing medical shortages in Cuba, as if medical care is so accessible here. 67% of declared bankruptcy in the United States are related to medical care. Who the hell is the United States to criticize Cuba when 54% of adults in this country can't read at a sixth grade level? There are 17 million vacant homes in America despite widespread homelessness. We have the worst COVID response in the entire world. I mean, Cuba literally has a higher life expectancy than us. So the U.S. is attacking Cuba because they care about poverty and repression. They economically strangle and attack Cuba because if socialism will last 15, people in the United States would have no reason to support capitalism. The rich wants 100 millions of poor Americans to fear Cuba and fast socialism because it's distracting the fact that the rich are the ones that really rob us.
Over on the right-hand side, toward the top, if you want a computer, you'll see it. It's from the Superness and Weather. Is it going to come? I don't know. We know what all that number is. If you listen to us, you know the Superness and Weather. Sometimes, until now, you are on the Android, on the cell phone, it could be a different sound. It's the sound that all the way to the bottom. So you want to start on the Superness and Weather. You click on that. You can put it on it. And we can copy that of the speaker. Maybe myself on the phone. Somewhere in the line, it could be. Maybe check out the list of two posts on the web. You can see the story, content, script, other good stuff, photos, and other things. And you can just check out on the link.
Of the majority of countries in the region where the summit should be included. This is in a situation in which this entire call from the summit has not taken place, and will be the most in the countries of the region in the way in which the United States has been acting. We can only thank the courage and the civilian side, the systems of the countries that have raised their voices against the decisions of the Senate of America. I wish to emphasize that we share the position of the leaders of the region who have firmly demanded that all must be invited in terms of equal rights. Under this condition, and due to the attitude maintained by the government of the United States, I can assure you that in no case you will not attend the Senate of America, and that as always, as has happened in the past, we are certain you are convinced that the Cuban boys will be part in the Senate of America.
Although the trade sanctions withdrawn and the Export Enhancement Act 2000 authorized certain commercial, agricultural imports to Cuba, that law also prohibited the U.S. government to close some private financing for the legislation established even a tax on the funds that is before the product is produced. They account for a fraction of 1% of U.S. agricultural exports in recent years. It is a one-way trade because by law, the veto of Cuban exports and restrictions on financing are maintained. There is no possibility of credit to the island, and Cuba faces enormous obstacles. It is forced to go to third markets, sometimes different, and it has to deal with increased uncertainty that these procedures represent. Bilateral and official trade would benefit the Cuban people, but also large numbers of U.S. firms. They could expand markedly to key elements of the blockade for more. Cuba is located only 90 miles from Southern Gulf, and therefore the potential for U.S. agricultural growth is achievable. Today's restrictions on the sale of agricultural products to Cuba are contrary to international trade law, and they damage the possibilities of development and well-being of Cuban citizens.
In Cuba, we see one of the benefits of one of here on the world. And in the context of the issue, we can say the context of everything.
A refugee who fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, murdered by a police officer in Michigan. Video footage and experts have said that his own arm was shot in the back of the head by the police officer. This is not enough.